A study published by the World Wildlife Fund ranks the Czech Republic 14th on a list of states whose consumption levels outstrip environmental renewal. Environmentalists claim that the Earth's natural resources are being depleted so quickly that within the space of a single generation, two planets would be required to sustain current lifestyles. Ruth Frankova spoke to Andreas Beckmann, deputy director of the World Wildlife Fund's Danube Carpathian program, about the problem and about the Czech Republic's share of responsibility.
The WF's Living Planet report, it consists of basically two parts. The first part looks at an index of species, the biodiversity on the planet, and the second part is the ecological footprint of different countries in the world. That is compiled by network of organizations called the Global Footprint Network, and it basically is compiled of a number of things, including the carbon footprint, so the CO2 emissions, the cropland used, the grazing land, the forest areas, the fishing grounds, and also built-up land.
How do you actually compare the individual countries in terms of consumption levels?
And basically what they try to do is to calculate the number of resources that we use and also the waste that we produce, and to calculate that in terms of a global footprint. That means in terms of hectares. So how much forest land, for example, do we need to actually absorb the CO2 emissions, the carbon dioxide emissions that we produce, for example, or to produce the wood that we need to build our homes, and so on and so forth.
The Czech Republic has ranked 14th. Why do you think is that? What is the top culprit here in the Czech Republic?
Obviously, the Czech Republic is quite developed, and it has been developing quite quickly recently. So it's a question of level of development, it's a question of level of consumption, not so different from some of the neighboring countries. But what is especially eye-opening in terms of the Czech Republic is especially the carbon footprint. So the Czech Republic has a high level of energy use. About 60% of the Czech Republic's total ecological footprint is made up of carbon emissions. And this comes back to, first of the fact that it's quite an energy-intensive economy, but also the fact that this energy is to a considerable extent wasted. It just goes to show that the Czech Republic has not yet really done enough to increase the efficiency of its energy use.
Do you also issue some kind of advice how to lower the consumption levels?
Yes. The report includes, of course, not only just doom and gloom, but also does have a message of hope. The good news is basically that we do have the means to reverse this ecological credit crunch. WF has put together a strategy for the next 50 years of how can we actually reduce the carbon emissions. It starts at increasing the energy efficiency of our homes. That's a very large area. It includes very simple things like replacing light bulbs. So no incandescent light bulbs, just using energy saving light bulbs. Very simple things that, especially in the Czech Republic, is not just about saving the planet, reducing emissions, but it's actually also about saving money in the end.
Andreas Beckmann of the World Wildlife Fund speaking there to Ruth Frankova.